Today on Castle Country Focus, I have with me Joe Peterson, who is the Chancellor of USU Eastern. He's been there for over 7 years and has really provided some great leadership to a school and to our community. We're not here to talk about that today. Joe has been participating with the faith-based initiative, some people call it the FBI, that is dealing with drug addiction in our area, suicide, and both prevention and treatment afterward. So thank you, Joe, for taking the time and being with us on Castle Country Focus.
Dylan, it's a great pleasure to be here, and it's been a great pleasure to participate in the faith-based initiative.
Tell us a little bit about that from your perspective.
Well, from my perspective, it's a very healthy thing for a community to come together and address itself to problems that it perceives, and there are a lot of institutions in a community. Education is an institution, but religion is one of the most active and effective institutions in a community. When you want to get something done, you can go to the religious organizations in the community, and they can do things that government cannot do, that education cannot do, that healthcare cannot do. So in my mind, it's a very healthy and appropriate thing for religious leaders and religious persons in our community to come together and address these fundamental problems that are in our community.
Do you feel that the drug problem, has that affected USU Eastern?
I think it has. USU Eastern, some time ago, became one of the community sponsors of the Communities That Care program. And for this, we made a small financial obligation, but we also provided an office, a telephone line, and a computer line for the director of that program. And the Communities That Care program is a program intended to reduce drug addiction in our community. And the reason we did this, it's self-interest. The fewer people involved in the drug epidemic, the more people are likely to pursue college degrees. And so I think that the drug problem has impacted the college. One of the keys to the college's success is to make some headway in improving drug addiction in our community.
When we meet, we divide into three different categories. Do you want
right.
to tell our listeners about those three categories?
One of the categories is a group that addresses community values and our core beliefs. This is character education, things like honesty and integrity. A second group deals with mental health. It looks and coordinates programs that are aimed at improving the mental health in our community. And the final group has to do with corrections and the recovery and recidivism of inmates. We're focused on the number of people who end up in our corrections facilities and what can be done to decrease their revolving door back into those facilities and to provide personal progress toward their being healthy pillars of our community.
We want to pause and remind everyone that we are listening to Chancellor Joe Peterson, Chancellor of USU Eastern, here on Castle Country Focus. Are we going in the right direction in our community with these efforts?
I think so. I think the more visibility and involvement we have in the, at the grassroots level, the better we will be. There are many efforts going on right now. And in my mind, rather than being worried that we have too many efforts and that we're fragmented, I think the more involvement that we can have, the better. The college is involved in this. The hospital is involved in this. The civic entities, our cities, our county, and now our religions. I think having broad involvement and awareness of these problems is generally beneficial to our community.
We talked about kicking off the program. We still have a lot of work to do with the various groups. Slowly, like two months ago, the sheriff made an announcement about a program to help that recidivism. And then Karen Dulles told us about health programs that they're making available and will teach people about. And we're trying to identify, and in cooperation with the school district, about some character traits that we can emphasize.
Mm-hmm.
It's slowly gaining momentum, and we're looking this fall, hopefully, to make a bigger push on it as school begins.
Right, right. These things, the faith-based initiative, as I say, exist alongside other grants and programs that are operating in our community, and I think they coordinate well and they support one another. There's a intergenerational poverty reduction program that is called CIRCLES, or Bridges Out of Poverty, that is in operation. There's this Communities That Care program that is a grant-based program, and now these faith-based programs. And I think they coordinate well, and they are moving generally toward the same goals. So I think it's good.
Thank you for taking the time and being with us, Joe. I appreciate it, and I appreciate your service to the community.
Oh, you're welcome. I love Carbon and Emery County, Castle Country, and I grew up here, and this is a place that is dear to me, and that, like the rest of the residents, we have deep, heartfelt affinity for this place. It's part of our identity, and we do everything we can to help it be better.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome, Dylan. It's been great talking to you.